Let's go to the rural news now with Maya Barry in Ōtautahi, Christchurch. Good morning.
Morning, Corin.
Now, sheep shearers have more work now that the travel bubble has been announced with Australia.
Australian farmers, they are breathing a bit of a sigh of relief now that much-needed New Zealand shearers will be able to freely travel over for their busy spring season. Normally, about 500 New Zealand shearers travel to Australia to help during the peak season, but of course, COVID has significantly disrupted that. And even when we had the one-way bubble with Australia, shearers would have still had to have quarantined coming into New Zealand, which would have kind of made it not worthwhile cost-wise to go over there in the first place. The Shearing Contractors Association of Australia's Secretary, Jason Letchford, says it has been tough going, with farmers there paying almost twice as much to shear their sheep.
There have been months of delay. The standard rate, or what we call the award, that's the, you know, what we have an award system here, which is a government-regulated pay system. And the price of shearing a standard sheep, or what we call a flock sheep, was $3.24. Now it's very hard in New South Wales, which has around 40% of Australia's, 65 million sheep. It's hard to get a shear for under $3.72. The price has jumped up 15% as a bare minimum. If the sheep are tougher to shear, then the price is well into the $4. There's plenty of farmers across the country who want a queue jump. They're paying $5 or $6. So there's such an undersupply of workers that, the demand is still so strong. That they're willing to pay, in some cases, almost double what the standard rate is to get their sheep shorn.
That's Jason Letchford speaking from Australia. Meanwhile, the president of the New Zealand Shearing Contractors Association, Mark Barrowcliffe, says many are still wary of the risk of travelling across the Tasman.
There's not a lot of work in New Zealand at the moment, so, the shearers have got to go where the work is, so they'll generally follow it. They've just got to make the call themselves whether they can actually get back, although the bubble indicates it may be open quite easily on a green light. It's not going to take much to turn it to a amber or red light probably. So, yeah, there could be some issues there coming home.
That's Mark Barrowcliffe.
Okay, now a major wool processor hopes those moves away from coal that have been announced will help drive demand for New Zealand wool.
So Woolworks in northern Timaru handles nearly 80% of New Zealand's wool, and it's the largest wool scourer by volume in the world. The government did announce yesterday that coal boilers used by heavy industry, which of course includes agricultural processes, that will be phased out by 2037. It did also announce funding for 14 companies to the tune of nearly $23 million, and that's coming from the Government Investment in Decarbonising Industry Fund. And Woolworks, it's amongst those receiving some money. It's getting $3.6 million to ditch its coal burner. Chief Executive Nigel Hales says the change will stop them burning 20 tonnes of coal a day.
While it's cost neutral for us, we'll be one of the very first textile companies in the world to decarbonise. What that does is it sets up a marvellous platform for New Zealand textiles and other processes later on in the chain. I wouldn't even be surprised to see some of the textiles that are processed overseas now come back home to be processed. Companies like Icebreaker and that surely must look at these opportunities to come back to New Zealand now. That'll cut down their carbon footprints substantially.
And Mr. Hales says it's a good step in the right direction for an industry which is struggling with seriously depressed wool prices. He is concerned that sheep numbers here will drop as a result of those low wool prices, which he says would have an immediate impact on businesses like his. But that's your sheep-themed rural news for this morning. I'll be back at 12:35 during Midday Report.
Very good. Thank you very much, Maya Barry.